This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government sacks Kulman Ghising as Nepal Electricity Authority Chief and appoints Hitendra Dev Sakya as new Managing Director. Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives unanimously endorses the Water Resources Bill 2081. World Bank says migration and remittances inflow key factor behind poverty reduction in Nepal. And Russia and US conclude marathon UK-UK war talks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, the news in detail. The government has formed a recommendation committee for the appointment of a chairperson and members of the Commission of the Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The cabinet meeting held yesterday formed the recommendation committee under the leadership of former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Om Prakash Misra. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, shared that the chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, or a person designated by the chairperson, former Attorney General Khamma Bahadur Khati, Arjun Karki, and Stella Tamang are the members of the committee. The committee was constituted based on the discussion held among the top leaders of three major political parties, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda on the issue of transitional justice. Similarly, the meeting also informed a committee under the leadership of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudel to recommend a candidate for the position of the Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank. Likewise, a delegation under the leadership of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit to be held in Bangkok, Thailand on April 1st to 5th. As informed by Communication Minister Gurung, the delegation also comprises Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also decided to sack the managing director of Nepal Electricity Authority Kulman Ghising and appoint Hitendra Dev Sakya as the new managing director. President Ramchandra Paudel said the Federal Democratic Republic was achieved through great sacrifices making Nepali citizens sovereign. In his address at a program in Solukhumbu, the president said the Federal Democratic Republic system provides citizens the right to hold those in power accountable. He stressed that it is the collective responsibility of the government and political parties to make citizens feel that this system guarantees their future and destiny. The president also highlighted the need for citizen-centered policies, programs and budgets to ensure access to quality education, better health care and income-generating activities. The International Relations and Tourism Committee under the House of Representatives has drawn the attention of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to perform result-oriented work. Yesterday's meeting of the committee discussed progress of the ministry and upcoming plans and strategies and drew the attention of the ministry to work in a way that maintains accountability and makes the work that is underway more effective. The lawmakers raised questions about the operation of airports built in various parts of the country, the construction of additional airports, and the inability to achieve the targets in the development of airport infrastructure. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey in the meeting said there is no alternative to adding more aircraft for the development of Nepal's tourism. Similarly, the Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives has unanimously endorsed the Water Resources Bill 2081. The 48th meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday in the presence of Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia unanimously passed the bill. The bill was introduced to ensure sustainable development, use, protection and management of water resources, distribute benefits in a just manner, reduce weather and water-induced disasters and safety of dams. The bill, tabled in the lower house of the Federal Parliament on 28 June 2024, was sent to the Infrastructure Development Committee for clause-wise discussion on July 9th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne? तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has admitted that the health professionals are draining due to failure to adopt appropriate policy measures. In his address to the 5th convocation ceremony of the National Academy of Medical Sciences, NAMS, Bir Hospital yesterday, he further claimed that the situation of the state was also to blame for brain drain alongside the policy lunacy. He said that the challenge should now be averted through appropriate policy choices and reforms, calling for cooperation from all sides to that end. All three stations at the Mokwanpur-based Kulekhani Hydropower Project have come into operation at their full capacity. As the project said, they were operated at full capacity or with the commencement of the dry season. The Kulekhani first station now generates 60 megawatts of electricity, followed by 32 and 14 by the second and third respectively. Currently, power generation occurs for 14 to 16 hours daily, but the project is capable of producing power 24 hours a day, depending on demand. The World Bank has stated that Nepal has achieved remarkable success in reducing poverty over the past 3 decades, virtually eradicating extreme poverty, and the speed and scale of Nepal's success in this effort are unparalleled among its peers. The World Bank's Nepal Country Economic Memorandum, Unlocking Nepal's Growth Potential, released yesterday, mentioned that the key factor behind the poverty reduction and resilience in the wake of shocks has been migration and the inflow of remittances. As per different government sources and estimates, over 7% of Nepal's population had migrated abroad in search of employment due to limited domestic job opportunities by 2023. The World Bank stated that the Nepal Country Economic Memorandum, produced every 5 years, offers a roadmap for faster growth in key sectors. It recommends policy actions in 4 critical areas to unlock Nepal's economic potential. The World Bank had suggested that Nepal should strengthen workforce skills, enhance institutional capacity, and improve firms' competitiveness to boost productivity and resilience. Now on to some international news update. United States and Russian negotiators meeting in Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh have concluded a 12-hour round of talks aimed at securing a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. The latest round of talks between US and Russia concluded on Monday in the Saudi capital Riyadh. Top of the agenda was reportedly the revival of a 2022 grain deal, allowing Kiev to export across the Black Sea. In return, Moscow is said to be seeking relief from Western sanctions, enabling it to export fertilizers. The Russia and US talks went on for 12 hours. Late on Monday, a White House source told Reuters news agency that the talks in Riyadh are going extremely well and it expected to have a positive announcement in near future. Russia stopped giving safe passes to cargo ships going to and from Ukraine in mid-2023 when it pulled out of the Black Sea grain deal, complaining that the sanctions were still in place. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 10 to 12 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government sacks Kulman Ghising at Nepal Electricity Authority Chief and appoints Hitendra Dev Sakya as new Managing Director. Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives unanimously endorses Water Resources Bill 2081. World Bank says migration and remittances inflow key factor behind poverty reduction in Nepal. And Russia and US conclude marathon Ukraine war talks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.